Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Mem Aleph. We'll begin with the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Beis. And the cloud which comes out of the Mishnah is, we're talking about a Shemer who's a Shemer Chinam or a Shemer Socher, and the Chavis broke while it was by the Shemer. And since the Chavis broke Ba'ines, Be'etzem a Shemer Chinam and a Shemer Socher should both be Potter, they're Potter on Ainsim. However, the case is that he moved the barrel, and therefore the Mishnah says, if the reason why he moved it was Litzarcha, for the purpose of the barrel itself, then he's definitely Potter. There's no reason he should become Mechuyev just by moving the barrel. Hashenken, if he moved the Litzarcha for his own purpose, then there is a tzad that he's Mechuyev even on Ainsim, because he has a din of a Gazlin. In the Gemara, there are three tzadim how he got a din of a Gazlin, either because it was not La Manas L'Goyizlo, or because it was not La Manas L'Shloich Bayar. Or the third tzad, he didn't intend to take anything from the barrel, he still gets the din of a gazlin because he's a shoyl on the barrel itself, and shoyl shleimidas is a gazlin. Now before he put it back, there the Mishnah is mavur, that he definitely is mechuyev in ainsim. After he put it back already, then the Mishnah is mechalik between two cases. The ratio where it was lo yichdo leimakayim, the other din is that after he puts it back he's potter, mashenkin in the sefer where it's yichdo leimakayim, the other din is that even after he puts it back he's still mechuyev. Now the Gemara asks a steer between the Reisha and the Seifa, because the Reisha is mashmah that's going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that a Gazan can return something even without a Das Bailim, and the Seifa is mashmah that's going according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, that a Gazan doesn't need Das Bailim. Now from Madaik and the Gemara we see that the Gemara did not simply ask that we don't understand what is the chiluk between the Reisha and the Seifa. The mashmah of the Gemara is that we can understand that there's a chiluk between Yichlei Mokam and Lo Yichlei Mokam. And the Gemara is mefurish like this because the Gemara asks that if the Reisha is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, we should have said a bigger chiddush that even in the case of Yichlei Mokam, still the din is that he's Potter. So clearly the Gemara understands that it's more mistaru to be mechayev him in the case of Yichlei Mokam than in the case of Lo Yichlei Mokam. And Rabbi Kiva as well, the Gemara says, if the Seifa is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, the Seifa should have told us a bigger chiddush that even in the case of Lo Yichlei Mokam, still the din is that he's chayev. And we'll see why behemshech, what exactly is this far over here, to be mechayev more in the case of Yichlei Mokayim than in the case of Lo Yichlei Mokayim. Rakapon, what was the Gemara's kasha? The kasha was that we cannot make the entire Mishnah fit with either Manda Omar, because if the Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Yishmael, that a Shavah does not require Das Bailim, so the Gemara understands Pasha that that's true even in the case of Yichlei Mokayim, therefore even the Seif of the Din should be according to Yishmael that it's a good Hashavah and should be Potter and Ainsim. And according to Bekiva as well, it's also Pasha that his Din is true whether it's Yichlei Mokayim or Lo Yichlei Mokayim. Therefore, the ratio which says that in the case of Lo Yichdalei Mokayim, it's a good Hashava even without Das Bailim, that cannot fit with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. And why is it so partial that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva said their Shitas in both cases, in the case of Yichdalei Mokayim and in the case of Lo Yichdalei Mokayim? Since, as we're explaining, the Gemara understands that there is a difference, as far as being Mechayik between them, how do we know that they argue in both cases? So Tosafos over here is bothered by this Kasha, at the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Rabbi Shmuel. And Taisa says the Gemara knew that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva were talking about both cases because they spoke about a case of Goynav Tlem and Eider and a case of Selam and Akis. The case of Tlem and Eider, Taisa says, is a case of Lo Yichdalei Mokayim. Sheep do not stay stationary, they move from one place to another place to find pasture. Therefore, if someone steals a Tle, it's something which does not have a designated place, and still we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that it's not a good Hashava without the Das of the Bailim. And the other way around as well, we see that Rabbi Shmuel holds that Hashava Shleil Das Bailim is a good Hashava, even in the case of Yichdalei Mokayim, because by the case of Selam and Akis, the money has a designated place inside the wallet, and the wallet also is Bederech Klal kept in a specific place. And even there, the case of Yichdalei Mokayim, still Rabbi Shmuel holds that Hashava Shleil Das Bailim is a good Hashava. This was the Gemara's Kasha, that the Mishnah does not seem to fit with either Manda Omer. And the Maaseh, the Gemara has two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch of the Gemara, which the Gemara B'Hemshach says that Rabbi Yechanan held that way, that in Yechanan it's not possible to make the Mishnah fit with one Manda Omer. And the other Amiram explained that the Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, and Be'etzim Hashava Shleil Das Bailim is a good Hashava, however the case of the Seif of the Mishnah is talking about where he put it back in the wrong place, not the Mokam which is Miyuchid. This is the basic source of the Shmaitza. Now to go back to the Machoikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, so a number of Rishonim over here in our Sugya, the Rav Tachadoshim, the Chedush Aran, the Taisus of Rosh, they all bring that which the Gemara of here quotes this Machaikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, that fits well with the Maskanas of Gemara and the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Chas Amud Beis. The Gemara of there discusses that Braisa, and the Maskana of the Gemara of there is that this Bryce is actually talking about a case of a Shomer who stole. That's the case which Rabbi Shmuel and Bekiva were talking about. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said, that when the Shomer steals and he wants to return it, he could put it back and it's considered a good Hashava even without the Das Bailim. Hashenken, according to Bekiva, when the Shomer steals and he wants to return it, he has to have Das Bailim. The Sugya of the Baba Kama brings a number of Shittas Amirayim about a regular Gazlin. In other words, not a Shomer who's stealing, rather a regular Gzela. Does his Hashava need Das Bailim? The Amram over there all speak about two different cases. What is necessary in the case where the original Geneva was done Midas, the Bayim realized that the Chafetz was stolen, what Hashava is necessary over there? And also in the case of Shleila Das, when the original Geneva was done without the Bayim realizing, what Hashava is necessary in that case? Rakupam, the sheet of Reb Chizda, and this is Kepshuti, how we paskin over there in the Sugya, Reb Chizda says, Ladas Minyan Paiter, if originally the Bayim realized that the Chafetz was stolen, for example, if he had a flock of sheep and he realized that one is missing, so then the din is minyan peter, even if the Gazan did not tell the Bayam that he put back the sheep. However, the Bayam counted his sheep and he saw that all of them are there, so he realized that obviously the stolen one was put back, the din is that that is a good Hashava. However, in the case of Shleila Das, if he never realized that anything was stolen, so the Gemara's Mavur that Be'etzim Reb Chizda holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that Shleila Das you don't need anything, not even a minyan, even if the Gazan never told the Bayam that he put it back, and even if the Bayam never made a count since then, still din is that it's a good Hashava. However, Reb Chizda says that the exception to this is a behema. The Gemara over there explains why behemoths are different. There's a svar why over there you do need Das Bailim. Rakapanim, the Gemara over there says that these Amirayim, Reb Chizda and Reb Yochanan, they could fit with both Shitas HaTanayim, with Reb Shmuel and with Reb Akiva, because Reb Shmuel and Reb Akiva were not talking about a regular Gazlin, they were talking specifically about a Shomer. Anytime by a regular Gazlin, Reb Shmuel and Reb Akiva would both be maskim that if a Chafetz is stolen Shleila Das, then Hashava Shleila Das is a good Hashava. Now the Gemara over there explains what exactly is the Svaras HaMachlikis between Reb Shmuel and Reb Akiva. The way we're explaining now, they're talking specifically about a Shomer. What is the Pshat in the Machlikis whether you need Hashava Midas Bailim or not? Reb Akiva holds that putting it back is not good enough because Kosel Leishmerasai. And Reb Shmuel holds that putting it back is good enough because Loi Kosel Leishmerasai. And what does this mean, Kosel Leishmerasai or Loi Kosel Leishmerasai? So the Rif over here in Ersugya, he's also explaining Adarach Li's Rishonim that the Machikas of Bishwan or Bekiva is dafka by a case of a Shomer, and he brings the Lashon of the Gemara over there, Kosel Shmirasai, and Loi Kosel Shmirasai, and explains according to Bekiva, Kosel Shmirasai, that means to say, once the Shomer stole the item, he's no longer considered the Shomer for the Bayam anymore, therefore he cannot just simply put it back into his Rishos, and that be considered Hashava to the Rishos of the Bailim, because his Rishos is no longer considered the Rishos of the Bailim. The Rabbi Mechamas over there in Baba Kama explains that according to the Rif, even though the Lashon of Rabbi Kiva is Tarach Das Bailim, that would be much, but the issue over here is the Das. According to what the Rif is explaining, it's not an issue of Das. The issue is that it's not considered being put back into the Shus of the Bailim Bechlal, because the Shus of the Shem is not considered the Shus of the Bailim. So the Rabbi explains what the Rif means to say is that if the Bailim knows about it, he knows that the Shem is putting it back into his own Rishus with the intention of doing Hashava, and the Mafka is okay with that. In other words, the Mafkid agrees that the Shomer should continue acting as a Shomer on his behalf. In that case, it would be a good Hashava. This is the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. And Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, holds that Loi Kosel Leishmerasai, even after the Shomer already stole the item, he's still considered a Shomer, and when he puts it back into his Rishus, it's considered Hashava to the Shus of the Bailim. Now, the Lashon of the Rif over here, when he explains the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, that Loi Kosel Leishmerasai, he says, L'figach Ein Etzarach Das Bailim, D'iu B'mokim Bailim Koi. Therefore, you don't need the Das Bailim because he himself is B'makom the Das Bailim since he's still the Shomer for the Bailim. And the Bailim Machamas explains over there in Baba Kama that what the Rif means to say is that once it's Loi Kosel Leishmerasai and the Shomer is still considered a Shomer on behalf of the Bailim, then even if you hold that a Shava would need Das, according to the Shittas HaMarum, they hold even Shleila Das, Tarach Das, still in this case it is considered the Das because the Shomer is still acting on behalf of the Bailim and he himself knows that it's being returned, and that's as if the Bailim himself also knows. Akapanim, according to these Rishonim, the Gemara over here brings the Machlekes of Reb Shmuel and Reb Akiva very appropriately, because they're actually talking about the same case that we're talking about, where the one who stole the Chafetz was the Shomer, and the question is whether he could put it back and be Mekayim Hashava without telling the Bailim. Now the Shir Reb David from Reb David Pervalsky and a number of other contemporary Svarim, they point out that Rashi the Sugya seems to learn not like these Rishonim. The Tapti Ramaschal, Tzarech Das Bailim, the Lashon of Rashi over there is, he's explained the Shita of Reb Akiva that Tzarech Das Bailim, he says, Hashava below Yediyah, laf Hashava hi. He says, the reason why it's not a good Hashava is because there's no Yediyah. If you're missing Yediyah, then it's not a good Hashava. The way the other Rishayim in the Sugya explain The Hesugah fits with Maskonos HaGemara and Baba Kama, that the Machikas of Bishmon Rabbi Kiva, specifically in the case of a Shomer, and the Pshan Rabbi Kiva is because Kosolei Shmirasei, so Rashi should have said more than that. He should have said not just that we're missing the Das, but it's not Hashav of Bechlal, because he's not returning it to the Rishus of the Bailim. What Rashi should have said is similar to the Lashon which we find in Muki Yosef, and Ersugah on the Mishnah. He's learning Adarach other Yishanim that Machikas of Bishmon Rabbi Kiva, specifically by a Shomer, and the Pshan Rabbi Kiva is because Kosolei Shmirasei. And the Lashon of the Muki Yosef is the Sfir Leila Rabbi Kiva, the Afgav Shu Shemra Lo, Kivan Shen Shtamish Bala Tsarchoi, Beinian Shah Bailim Makpidim, Beisa Shah Kosa Shmirasai, Shalaha Yuritsim Abailim, Shayia Oid Shemra Lohem, Imkain Hoyle Lahosh of Bishos Abailim, Ukashahish Bemakam Shaisa Trilo, Shalimidas Abailim, Lava Shavan Yiklal. Helka Hare Bishos Shamish and Shtamish Bava Chayev Beinsim. He says it's not a Shav of Bechlau, because once the Bailim doesn't want it to be a Shemra anymore, so returning it to his own Rishus is not considered a Hashava to the Rishus of the Bailim. That's the what Rashi should have said as well. The Lashon of Rashi is that we're only missing the Das of the Bailim. He says Hashava, which is missing Das, is not a good Hashava. This would be Mashma, the Rashi is learning the Sugya, not like the Rishonim. We do find the sheet of the Baal Amar over there in Baba Kama. He learns the Maskana of Sugya different than other Rishonim. And according to the Baal Amar, the Maskana, the Machaikas of Bishmal Rabbi Kiva is not specifically in the case of Hashemir, it's by any Gazlin. And the Yisrael Machaikas is not if Kol Sash Mirasi or like Kol Sash Mirasi. The Chai Rashi over here in Nasig will be mashed, but he's learning like this as well. Now, as we mentioned, as far as the Machikis of Bishwan or Bekiva, the Sig is before that there is no Chilg between Yichelei Mokim and Lo Yichelei Mokim. In both cases, the Bishwan or Bekiva argue whether Hashavah Shalil Das Bailim is good. Originally, the Gemara held Bidas of Yishmal, there would be a bigger Chiddush to say that he holds his din even in the case of Yichelei Mokim. As the Gemara asked that if the Reisha is going according to Bishmal, the Reisha should have told us even a bigger Chiddush that even though it's Yichelei Mokim, still, Hashava Shalil Das Bayim was a good Hashava. And the Marsha is bothered by this. The Marsha on Tosis Dibur Maschul Ira Bishmal. He says, why should it be a bigger Chiddush that Bishmal's din that Hashava Shalil Das Bayim was a good Hashava? That din is true even in the case of Yichelei Mokim. Because at this point in the Gemara understands that we're talking about that he returned it to the place where he took it from. It's not like he's returning it to a different Mokim, the Mokim that he was not Miyachid. And if he is returning it to the correct Mokim, so why would it be a bigger Chiddush to say that Bishmal's din that Hashava Shalil Das Bayim is a good Hashava, even in the case of Yichelei Mokim? So the Mashal explains, the Pshat is, because in the case of Yichelei Mokim, so originally when he took it, the Maisa that he did was a worse Maisa. It was more similar to a Maisa Gzela. He took it from a place where it was designated to be. Therefore, it's more of a Chiddush that even in that case, Rabbi Shmuel holds that returning it Shalil Das Bayim is a good Hashava. This Digmar is Maicha, no, the other way around is more of a Chiddush. But Yichelei Mokim, if he puts it back in that Mokim, it's more posh that that's considered a good Hashava. Hashem, in the case of Lo Yichelei Mokim, there one would think that perhaps it's not a good Hashava without the Das Bailim, because he didn't mamash put it into a Mokim which is designated for the Bailim. And with Das Rabbi Kiva as well, the Gemara goes through a similar shock of Atarya. The Gemara understands that the Sefer fits with the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara asks if it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, it should have said a bigger Chiddush that even in the case of Lo Yichelei Mokim, still it's not a good Hashava. And the Pshat is because originally the Gemara holds that taking it away from a Mokim which is not Miyuchud is less of a Maisa Gzela, and therefore it would be easier to do a Hashava. And if in that case, Rabbi Kiva holds it's not a good Hashava, kosher in the case of Yichelei Mokim. And here again, the Gemara is Madche, you could say the other way around, maybe Yichelei Mokim would be more of a Chiddush, even though you put it back into a place which is designated for the Bailim, that's not a good Hashava, and kosher in the case where you put it into a Mokim which is not designated for him, that's definitely not a good Hashava. Now, as we mentioned previously, Tosis in Dibur Maschul Ira Bishmal, he explains, had the Gemara know that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva argue about both cases, Yichdalei Mokim and Leichdalei Mokim, Tais says it's because of the two cases which they spoke about, Tlemen Eider and Selamen Akis. Now, in the Taisis of Rosh, as well as in the Ritvach Adoshim, they're bothered by the Kasha of Taisis, and at first they give Taisis his Teretz. However, they also bring another Teretz, and they say that since, based on the Gemara Baba Kama, the Machaikis of Tina Bishpal and Rabbi Kiva is in the case of Shemrim, as we spoke about before, and the Machaikis is whether we say Kosa Shemirasi or like Kosa Shemirasi, therefore they say there is no Svar to be Machalik. Rabbi Shmuel holds that like Kosolei Shmirasei, therefore it's posh that there's no difference between Yichelei Mokim and Lo Yichelei Mokim. Meaning the whole svar of Rabbi Shmuel is that since he's still the shamer for the Bailim, he's still acting on behalf of the Bailim, so his Das is just as good as the Das of the Bailim, him himself knowing is just as good, if so it's posh that it works even in the case of Yichelei Mokim. Hashenkin according to Rabbi Kiva, his Iker svar is that it's Kosolei Shmirasei, the shamer is no longer considered to be acting on behalf of the Bailim, and that's the reason why the Bailim has to know about it when he returns to Gzela. Therefore, also, there is no svar to mechayv between Yichelei Mokim and Lo Yichelei Mokim. As we explained before, if there's no Das Bailim, it's not considered a Hashava Bechlal, putting it back into his own rishus is not considered putting it back into the rishus of the Bailim. Therefore, there is no svar to say that Rabbi Kiva would be maskim in a case of lo yichadoy makim, that their hashava would work even shleila dasa by them. Now, continue on in the Gemara. After the Gemara brings Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the ratio fits only with Rabbi Shmuel, and the seifa fits only with Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yochanan said, someone who explains the Mishnah that it could fit with one tano, I'll carry his clothing after him to the bathhouse. The Gemara then goes on and answers the kasha that it could fit with one tano. And the Gemara quotes three different mandomrim, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, Rabbi Nosson bar Abba, and Rav Sheshis. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, all of them are really answering the Pshat and the Mishnah the same way, that the Mishnah fits with the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Pshat and the Seifa is, because it was Yichalei Mokhem, and when he returned it, he did not return to the place that they were Miyachid. That's why even according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not a good Hashava. The difference between the three Manda Omrim is just how he's considered a Gazlin. Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba said he picked up the barrel on Manas to steal it, Rabbi Nosson bar Abba said he picked it up on Manas to be Shaleach Bayad, and even though he didn't take anything out of the barrel yet, still he holds that Shlichus Yad ain't Shlichus Chesaron. And the third sheet of Rav Sheshis, he says he didn't pick it up to steal and he didn't pick it up to be Shlichus Bayad either. He never had any plans to take anything from the contents of the barrel, he just wanted to use the actual barrel itself. And still, according to Rav Sheshis, he's considered a Gazlin because Shoyo Shlemu Das Gazlin. Now, the problem which a number of Achayim address over here is the whole Gemara seems to be difficult to understand because these three sheetahs L'chair are necessary. Even if you would learn the Mishnah al derech Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah cannot fit with one shita. The ratio is Rabbi Shmuel and the Seifa is Rabbi Kiva. But still, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Kiva to hold that it's not a good hashava because you don't have das bailim, that's a cloud by gzela. Nor for Gazlin to be mekayim hashava, he needs das bailim. Therefore, akarach the shemer in this Mishnah was considered a gazlin. Had he become a gazlin, akarach I take one of these three ways: either he took it to steal it, or midin shlichus yad, or shel shleim das gazlin. If so, all this has nothing to do with the Iker Teres of the Gemara. The Iker Teres says that the Mishnah can fit with the Shita of Bishmal, and the Seifa he put it back in the wrong place. This whole Akdama about why he's considered a Gazan has nothing to do with the Teres, because even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the way he learned the Mishnah also, you have to come up to one of these explanations to explain why the Shemer became a Gazlin. A number of Achayim are bothered by this Kasha, the Maram Shif, the Pnei Yeshua, the Bi'er Agroh, and Chesh Mishpah, Simon Reish, Tzadik Beis, the Sifkot and Beis. They're all bothered, the Gemara seems to be difficult to understand. Now, we'll just mention for now the Teretz of the Pnei Yeshua, and he explains like this. He says, since, as we explained for the Gemara Baba Kama, the Machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is in the case of a Shomer, and the Yesod Machlekes is whether we say Kol Shlosh Mirasai or Lo Kol Shlosh Mirasai. If so, the Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish, that B'das Rabbi Yochanan, the way he understands the Mishnah, the Seif is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, since he's no longer considered to be a Shomer on behalf of the Bailim, so it's not considered B'chal that he put it back into the Rishus of the Bailim, because his Rishus is not like the Rishus of the Bailim. If so, the Pnei Yeshua says that even if he would not be considered a Gazlin, meaning, for example, if he took it to use for himself, like the case of Almanas Lavi Goizolois, and even on the Tzad of Shoyal Shleim Das would not be considered a Gazlin, the Maisa, while he's using it, he has the status of a Shoyal. At that moment, definitely he is Mechuyiv in Oinsim, only after he gives it back to the Bailim, he's no longer considered a Shoyal, then he becomes Potter in Oinsim, but he would have to put it back into the Shus of the Bailim to end his She'ela. And the Pnei Yeshua is Mechadish, that even if Rabbi Kiva would hold that Shoyal Shleim Das is not considered a Gazlin, the Maisa the Shemer took it without permission, and Rabbi Kiva would still say, Kol Shlosh Mirasai, the Bam does not want this person to be a Shemer, he's not interested in a Shemer who decides to use it whenever he wants. And therefore, in this case, even if the Shemer would not have the status of a Gazlin, but his She'ilah is not over, his period of borrowing it is not over until he puts it back into the Shus of the Bailim, only then it becomes Potter and Oinsim, and it's not considered that he put it back into the Shus of the Bailim when he put it down in his own Shus, because Kol Shlosh Mirasai, he's no longer considered a Shemer for the Bailim. Based on this, the Pnei Yeshua explains, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that the Pshat and the Seifa of the Mishnah is al derech l'shit of Rabbi Kiva, and the Pshat and Rabbi Kiva is because Kol Shlosh Mirasai, and you don't have to say that the Pshat and the Mishnah is like one of these three shitas, which are to explain how the Shemer became a Gazlin. The way Rabbi Yochanan learns the Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, even if the Shemer did not become a Gazlin, still, even after he put it down, he'll still continue to be Mechuyiv in Oinsim, not because he has a din of a Gazlin, rather because his She'ela, his borrowing it, is not over. He never put it back into the Shus of the Bayim after he finished using it. Mashenki, now that we're explaining the Gemara that the Seifa of the Mishnah is like the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, and Mishmuel does not hold of Kol Shlosh Mirasai, he also, even if the Shemer used it, the Bayim still wants him to act as a Shemer. And if so, if this Shemer would not have the status of a Gazlin, so as soon as he finishes using it and he puts it down, his She'ela is over, he wouldn't need more than that. And even if the case was that it was Yichalei Mokaim and he put it back in a different Mokaim, that wouldn't be a problem. It's only now that he has the status of a Gazlin that Rabbi Shmuel holds that a Gazlin needs a proper Hashava, and Hashava to a different place, not the place that they were Miyachid, that's not a good Hashava. That's how the Gemara over here had to be Meirich and bring three different shitas to explain how the Shemer became a Gazlin, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, this was not necessary. He didn't have to say that the Shemer had the status of a Gazlin. Now, as far as these first two shitas over here, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba Kamei de Rav and Rabbi Nosson bar Abba Kamei de Rav, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba says the case is Kagoin Shinot La Manas Le Goyiz Law. Rabbi Nosson bar Abba argued on this. He says you don't have to say the case is Shinot La Manas Le Goyiz Law, as even the case is Shinot La Manas Le Shloyach Boyad. Now, what's the difference between not lamanas legoyz law and not lamanas leshloich bayad? Rashi over explains that leshloich bayad means he only had das to use some of it. He meant to take some of the contents of the barrel, and yet still din is, as the Mishnah is before, he's mechuyev to pay for the whole barrel when the oinus happens. The pshat is because that's the chiddush of shlichus yad. The Torah was mecharish a parsha of shlichus yad by a shomer. As soon as the shomer takes a chilik of the pikatan which he's watching, he raises mechuyev for the whole thing. In other words, this is more than a regular gzela. Regular zeila, if a person picks up a whole barrel, but he's only mechavin to be kaina some of it, he wants to steal some of the contents of the barrel, he only gets a din of the gazan on that chelik, he doesn't get a din of the gazan on the whole barrel, and therefore eventually, if an oinus happens, he's only mechuyev to replace the part that he intended to steal. Shlichus yad by a shomer, the Torah is mechanish more than that, even if you intended only to take some of it, if this is a bikadim which he's supposed to have been watching, and he decided to take some for himself, he now becomes mechuyev and oinus him on the whole thing. According to this, Batsim Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba would be maskim that in the case of Rabbi Nosson bar Abba, where he only intended to take some of it, he'd be mechuyev in einsim and nach chelek, not midin the parsha of shlichus yad, as the Gemara explains by Hemshech, that he holds shlichus yad shlichus chisarn, but even if it's not a shlichus yad, but it's not any less than a gzela, it's a meis gzela also, and therefore on that chelek he would be mechuyev in einsim. However, since the parshas of the Mishnah is mevur, that he's mechuyev to pay for the entire barrel, that's how Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba could not learn like Rabbi Nosson bar Abba. And he had to learn that it was not lamanas legoizla. He picked it up with the intention of stealing the whole thing, otherwise he would not be mechuyev and oinsim in the whole barrel. And the Gemara explains, what exactly is the yisayda machoikis? The machoikis is whether shlichus yad shlichus chisarn or ein shlichus chisarn. Since the Mishnah doesn't say anything about him taking anything from the barrel, the Mishnah is mashma, even if he just picked up the barrel with the intention of taking it or some of it, but he didn't actually take anything out yet, still it is mechuyev in the whole barrel. And now Rabbi Yaakov Rabbah says, this cannot possibly be midin shlichus yad, because shlichus yad shlichus chisarn, that which the Torah was mechadish, that taking something is already mechayvim and oinsim and the whole thing, that's only if you already was mechaser something. If you didn't take anything out yet, there's no pasha of shlichus yad. Since there's no chiddush of shlichus yad, there is no din that if he picked it up with the intention of taking some of it for himself, he already becomes mechayvim and oinsim and the whole thing. Therefore, a karach l'pshat in the Mishnah is that he picked up the whole thing to steal it, and he's mechayvim not mitzad the pasha of shlichus yad, rather mitzad the regular pasha of gzeila. Rav Nosson bar Abba, however, holds that shlichus yad ain't shlichus chisarn. That which the Torah was mechadish by a shomer, that being shleich b'yad in some of it is ready mechayvim and oinsim in the whole thing, it doesn't have to be that he's mechaser a chelik of it, or that even if he picked up the barrel with das, that he wants to take some of it, that also is included in the chiddush of shlichus yad. And therefore he says, you don't have to explain the Mishnah that he intended to steal the whole thing, even if he just intended to be shleich yad b'miktas, still he's mechayvim and oinsim in the whole barrel. Nechadush Aran as well, he explains this clearly. He says, the man d'amr holds shlichus yad shlichus chisar, and the pshat is, because in the chabay al chedushay, that which the Torah was mechayish by shlichus yad, even taking some of it is mechayvim in the whole pikadin, that's only true if he was mechaser it. Just pick up al das ligzel, that's not enough to be mechayvim within shlichus yad. Gzela, however, does not require a chesaron. If a person picked up a barrel on manas to steal some of it, even though he was not mechaser, he didn't take anything out of the barrel, he is considered a gazan on the chek that he intended to take, and he's mechayvim oinsim on that chelek, but then already you don't have the chiddush of mixus kekuloy, he's not mechayvim on the rest of the barrel. According to this Mahalach, the Pshat of Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, that was not Amanas L'Goyzla, it's not Midin Shlichus Yad, it's the regular Pasha of Gzela, because there was no Chesaron over here. However, since he intended to steal the whole thing, you don't have to be Mechayvim Midin Shlichus Yad, you can be Mechayvim beside the regular Pasha of Gzela. Now, the Chayim, however, point out that Taisus seems to learn differently. Taisus and Dibur Maschal, Shanodla Vigbi Amanas L'Goyzla, the Lashon of Taisus is, Vahinu Chesaron, Shakol Goyzla Vinotel L'Terich Atzmai. When he explains the Sheet of Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, he explains, and since he picked up the whole thing on manas to steal it, that really is considered a chesaron. Meaning, if he intended only to steal a chelik of the yayin inside the barrel, so when he picks up the barrel, al das to steal some of the yayin, that's not called that he was mechas or anything until he actually separates it from the rest of the barrel. Once he separates it, then it's really considered that he was mechas or it, he took it away, he took it for himself. Now, shank in a case when he intends to steal the whole barrel, so there's no tzad to say that he has to actually drink it or actually separate some from the rest of it, since he intends to take the whole thing for himself, so he's mechaser everything, he's taking everything away from the Bailam by picking up the barrel and taking it for himself. Now the Mashmois of Tosis is that even according to the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, We're being mechayev mitzad the parasha of Shlichus Yad, and since according to Yaakov Rabba, Shlichus Yad, Shlichus Chisaron, Tosfos explains that if he picked up the entire barrel on menas to steal it, that already is considered a chisaron. The way we're explaining with the Asr Rashi and the Chiddush Yaran, you don't have to say that there's a chisaron over here, even if there will be no chisaron. The whole tonight that you need a chisaron, that's only a klal in the parasha of Shlichus Yad. Here we're mechayev without the parasha of Shlichus Yad, mitzad the regular parasha of Gzela, and that there is no din that you need dafka chisaron. This will be mashed by Tosfos at a different pshat in the Gemara. Now, firstly, Tosfos in the next Dibur Maschil, Shenot La Menas L'Shloich Bayad, Tosfos is also mavur that the Iker Chilik between Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba and Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba is that according to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, it has to be that he picked it up in order to steal the whole thing. By shaking according to Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, even if he picked it up on Menas to steal some of it, also the Torah is mecharish that Shlichus Yad, once he has a kavanah to steal some of it, he's mechuy ready in the whole thing. And Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba is also maskim that if he would have picked it up on Menas to steal some of it, and he really would have been mechaser that chilek, also he would have been mechiv in the whole thing. In other words, everyone's maskim to this klal, that there's a chilek in Shlichus Yad, that once he took some of it, he already mechiv in the whole thing. And the chilek is whether it's enough that he picked up the whole thing al das to take some of it, or does it have to be that he actually took that chilek away from the rest of it. But Akapam, the point that we're bringing out in Tosfos from the previous Dibur Maschil, is that Tosfos holds even according to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, in case we picked it up, I'm asked to take the whole thing for himself, Tosfos stresses that this is considered a chesaron. In other words, the klal that Shlichus Yad Shlichus Chesaron applies even in this case as well. And the kash is, why do you need this? L'chair, this is not any different than a regular gzela. Anytime one person picks up someone else's chavis, if he has das to steal the whole thing, he's mechuyiv midin gzela. Doesn't have to be mechas or anything from the chavis. If so, why should the shemar be any different? Why do you have to come on to the parasha of Shlichus Yad, which requires a chesaron? We should be mechayv mitzad the regular parasha of gzela, which has no din that it needs a chesaron. So in the Sefer Truma Sakri, in Simon Reish Tzadik Beis, Asif Katan Beis, he discusses this Tosfos, and he says a great chiddush. He himself is hesitant to say such a chiddush. He uses the lashon mistafina mechaveroi. Rakobhan, he says, b'das Tosfos we could be mechadish. That's never shaykh to be mechayv a shemer with the regular parasha of gzela. Since the chavit is already in the reshus of the shemer, it's under his shlita, so even if you would do a maisa gzela, since the gzela requires a kinyan gzela, a maisa kinyan that the shemer does is not a kinyan, because the chavit is already considered to be in his reshus. Therefore, the Torah had to be mechayv the parasha of Shlichus Yad. The only way we could be mechayv a shemer for stealing is with the parasha of Shlichus Yad. We cannot be mechayv with the regular parasha of gzela. Therefore, Tosfos felt necessary to say that since according to the shita of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, Shlichus Yad Shlichus Chesaron, therefore in this case, even if he did pick up the whole barrel with das to steal the whole thing for himself, but since we cannot be mechayv mitzad the regular parasha of gzela, we have to be mechayv with the parasha of Shlichus Yad. Therefore, Tosfos has to stress that this is considered a Shlichus Yad which has a chesaron. Now, other achrayim say this, he said as well, the stipend of the Kilas Yaakov over here in Bava Metzia and Simon Mem, he's bothered by the same kasha. Why does Tosfos have to say that according to the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, it's considered a chesaron in the whole thing? L'chara, typically, it could anyways be mechayv mitzad gzela. And he says the same teres b'shem Nagudas Ezoiv, that you'd not be able to mechayv a shemer midin the regular parasha of gzela. However, he says that this Yisrael is only true according to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, not according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even when a shemer picks up a chayfitz to take it for himself, it's loy kosla shmirosay, he's still considered to be a shemer on behalf of the balabayis. Therefore, it would not be shaykh to be mechayv and mitzad the regular parish of gzela, it's not shaykh a maisa gzela, since his hand is considered the hand of the balabayis. Now, shenkin, if you like Rabbi Kiva, as soon as he picks it up to steal for himself, it's kosla shmirosay, he's no longer considered to be the rishus of the balabayis. If so, you would be able to be mechayv and mitzad the parish of gzela, you wouldn't have to say that it's midin shlichus yad. Tosfos' maisa does fit well, because the sig over here is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Amram Akarim to explain that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel. Therefore, Tosfos has to explain, since you cannot be mechayv mitzad the regular parasha of gzela, so when Yaakov Bar Abba says that not almanas l'gzela, he means also mitzad the parasha of Shlichus Yad. And since according to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, Shlichus Yad Shlichus Chesaron, Tosfos has to explain that when you pick up the whole thing almanas l'gzela, that's also considered a chesaron. Now, the chayv we could just add over here, the Arush disciple understands that Bedas Rabbi Kiva we'll say Kosla Shmirose over here. Therefore, we can't be Mechayev the Shemer mitzad the regular parish of Gzela. You don't have to come on to Shlichus Yad. L'chari, one could have argued, in order for there to be a Kosla Shmirose, that his Shmir should end, he has to first become a Gazlin. And since it's not shy for him to become a Gazlin until he does a Maisa Gzela, and as long as he's a Shemer, it's not considered a Maisa Gzela, because Yodik Kiyad Baal Bayis, so how does it get started? It would seem circular. It's not shy for him to do a Gzela, which is what's necessary in order to trigger the Kosla Shmirose. However, we could explain this based on that which we said before from the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua understands that to say Kol Sa Shmirasai, it doesn't have to be that he's mamish doing a gzela. He said, even if the Shem would take it for himself, and you would hold Shem Mishlei Midas is not considered a gazlin, still that would also cause a kol sashmirasi. Since he's using it for himself, and this is not what the Baal Bais wants him to do, the moment he takes it for himself, the Baal Bais immediately terminates his status of a Shemer. And if so, we can explain here as well, according to Rabbi Akiva, even though the Shemer can only become a gazlin after kol sashmirasi, but the moment he picks it up for himself, even before he gets the status of a gazlin, there already is a kol sashmirasi, and therefore is shaykh to consider this maisa to be a maisa gzeila. Now, as far as how Rashi holds in this Nekuda, is it shaykh for a Shemer to become a gazlin, or is it only shaykh for him to have the Pasha Mechudeshas of Shlichas Yad? So there are different Rashis that Achrayim bring. There's a Rashi later on, Dafman Gilman with Beis and Dibur Maskal Kipligi. Over there, there's a Mashmois in Rashi that he's maskim to this Yisayid, that it's not shaykh for a Shemer to get a din of a gazlin. Rashi over there says that since it's Behetera Osir Liyodei, the Chayfetz came to his Rishos Beheter, therefore we could only be Mechayfim within Shlichas Yad. Rashi of this mash, but it's not shaykh to be mechayfim mitzad the regular parish of gzeila. However, there's a different Rashi later on in Daf Mem Daon Omer Aleph in the Maschal Denichalei. The Rashi is explaining the shita that shlichas yad shlichas chesaron, and the lashon of Rashi of there is hanoytol pikadin magbiyay amunas leshloich bayad kozman shloich chisroy eini mischayf ba'agbasay hayovlei not le amunas ligzol eskulay ela leshloich bayad the shlichas yad bleich chesaron lesser. From here, the Chumash Sakri in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis. Sifkot and Beis, he says that this Rashi is Mavur al Derech Leban, which we quoted earlier. The Be'esim is Shach to Mechayiv Hashemer mitzad the regular parish of Gzela, as Rashi over here says, that he didn't take it Amnas Ligzol Eskulay. The Mashmois of Rashi is that if he did take it Amnas Ligzol Eskulay, you can be Mechayiv mitzad the regular parish of Gzela, and then you wouldn't have to come onto a Chesaron, because you only need a Chesaron by Shlichus Yad. This would be Mashmois, but you only have to come onto the Chiddush of Shlichus Yad to be Mechayiv for Mikzas Kekulay. There is yet another Rashi in Baba Kamadav Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, and Dibur Maschal Shem Ein Gneva. Rashi over there says that a Shemer who steals the Pekadim for himself, it could be considered a Gzela, but it cannot be considered a Gneva. Over there he's talking about whether there's a Chiv of Kefel, and Rashi says there's a Pashim Mechudeshes called Tain Tainas Ganif, that when a Shemer claims that the Chivetz was stolen, he could be Mechiv in Kefel if he really took it for himself. Rashi says we cannot be Mechiv in Kefel mitzad the regular Pashim of Gneva, because since it was raining as a shus, it's not considered a maisa geneva. Rashi of there is mavur that is considered a maisa gzila, but not a maisa geneva. This is actually a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Daot Hoch's Geneva Halacha Yud. The Rambam of there paskins that if a shemer has a whole flock and he steals one sheep from the flock, that's considered a geneva and he's mechiv in kefel. The Ravid of there argues and he says that zein klum, and the Magmishna explains that the Ravid holds that it's not shaykh for a shemer to ever be mechiv in kefel, other than in the case of Tain Dainas Ganif, where he claims that it was stolen and he makes a shvua, if eventually it's found that it's in his rishos, then he's mechuyev kefel. And from that it's mashma that the regular dina gneva is not shaykh by a shemer, since the chayfetz is already in his rishos, it's not shaykh for him to do a maisa gneva on it. That's why the Torah has to be mechash a new parsha of Tain Dainas Ganif. It's not the regular parsha of gneva would not be shaykh to be mechayev him. The case of Mishnah explains with Das the Rambam that you need the chiddush of Tain Dainas Ganif in a case where the shemer did not do a maisa gneva. If he's given up Pekadim to wash and he decides he wants to keep it for himself, and when the Baal comes to claim it, he claims that it was stolen, then you need the Chiddush of Tain Tainas Ganif. Mashenkin, in this case, where he received the whole flock and he goes ahead and he does a Maisa Geneva by separating one sheep and taking it away from the rest of the flock, that's considered a Maisa Geneva even by a Shemer, and there the Ram holds that he will be Mechuyev Kefel. Akupan Radas the Ravid, the Achrayim explained that he holds Alderech we're saying now, the way the Shumur Sakri explains Taisvis, that it's not Shaykh ever to have a Maisa Geneva from a Shemer. Since Yad Shemer ki Yad Baal Bayis, it's never Shaykh a Maisa Gneva. But Akupan, as we see, Rashi Baba Kama says that it's not Shaykh a Gneva, but it is Shaykh a Gzela. This would fit with the way we're explaining on the Rashi Daf Mem Dalid, that it is Shaykh a Maisa Gzela. One has to know how to answer the Rashi Daf Mem Gilman Beis, which is Mashma, that since by a Shemer to Tere Osul Yoda, it's not Shaykh a Maisa Gzela. Now, if we take a look in the Ritva Chadoshim in the Sigyo, we see he has a third Mahalach. The Ritva brings the three Mahalachim in the Gemara. He says these are three different ways how one could become Mechuyev in Einsim. Either Shnot Lamnas Legoizlo, Shnot Lamnas Leshloich Bayad. He says all three only become Mechuyev in Einsim Aideya Meshicha. And then he continues and he says that there's a difference between the two Akimtos of Not Lamnas Legoizlo and Sholech Lamnas Gazlin. Those two are different than the third Akimto of Sholech Bayad. He says the first two are Shaychi Bechol Odom, Bein Shemer, Bein Inish Da'alma. It's Shaykh for any person, whether he's a Shemer or not, to get a din of a Gazlin, or the din of Sholech Lamnas Gazlin. Mashenkin, in the third case of Shlichas Yad, that's only shaykh by a pikadin. He says, what exactly is the difference between a gzela and a shlichas yad? He says, gzela is not la manas lit le kulo or miktsasa la atzmai. Velo yishalim la bailim. Gzeila is when he takes either the whole thing or some of it, he's taking it for himself without any intentions to repay the Baalim. Then is the moment he does the Mashiach, he becomes Mechiv and Einzim in the whole thing, even if he was not Mechas or anything yet. Hashenken Shlich is yet by Pikodin, there the case is he has Das to take it for himself, but to repay the Baalim. The Torah is Mechash Adin, specifically by Pikodin, that if he takes even Al Das to repay, still becomes Mechiv and Einzim. However, there is Mechikas, whether it's Dafka after there's a Chasarin, or even without a Chasarin. Rabbi Yaakov Rabba holds that Shlich is needs a Chasarin, and since the Mishnah is mashma that the Shomer is mechuyev, even though he didn't take anything out of the chavis, Akarach l'pshas, it was not amunas the geizla, which according to the Tva, that means to say he took it without das of repaying. Hashenken, according to Menasim Barabba, he says the Mishnah could be talking about the Shomer took it out das to repay it, and since he's a Shomer, he could be mechayev him on shlichus yad, even when he has das to repay it, even though there is no chesaron, because he holds shlichus yad does not need a chesaron. Akoponim, the Tva is mavur that the chiddush of shlichus yad, more than a regular gzela, is that even if you had das to repay it, still then is your mechuyev. Hashenken by regular gzeila, there if you had das to repay, you do not become mechuyev in einzim. And the truth is, the Ritva was mukhrach to say a different pshat in the chilik between shlichus yad and gzeila. He couldn't learn al derech we explained b'das l'ran and Rashi that the whole chiddush of shlichus yad is that even on biktas you already become mechuyev on the whole thing, because the Ritva's mashma that then is true even by gzeila. He says gzeila is if you picked it up al das to take some of it or all of it, and he did not intend to repay the baylam, there it becomes mechuyev in einzim. Mashmoys of the Ritva is, even by picking up a chilek, he becomes mechiv and einzim in the whole thing. Therefore, he's forced to say a different chilek. What's the chiddush that the Torah was mechadish, the parsha of Shlichus Yad by a Shomer? He says, well, the Torah was mechadish was, even if he had das to repay it, still he becomes mechiv and einzim. That's a din which is unique to a Shomer. So to summarize, you have three mahalchim. What exactly is the chiddush of the parsha of Shlichus Yad? The first mahalch, which we said, is the sheet of the Ran and Rashi. The Torah was mechadish that by Shlichus Yad, even if he only picked it up al das to take a chilek, you become mechiv and einzim in the whole thing. Hashenken, in the parsha of Gzela, only the part that you intended to steal, that's the part that you become mechiv and einzim. According to that, Enechami, the part that you intended to steal, you don't have to come onto the parsha of Shlichus Yad. Every Shemri could be mechiv him midin Gzela, you only have to come onto the parsha of Shlichus Yad for the rest of it, the part that he did not intend to steal. But that's twice as we said, that even on the part that he did intend to steal, you have to come onto the chiddush of Shlichus Yad, because the Shemri, you cannot be mechiv him mitzad the regular parsha of Gzela, Yad Shemri Kiyad Baal Bayis. And the third mahach was the Ritva. He says the chiddush of Shlichus Yad is by regular gzeila. If he intended to repay the baalim, it's not considered a gzeila, and he does not become mechuyev in einzim. By shemer, if he did a meiser Shlichus Yad, then the Torah is mechash, and even if he intended to repay, still he becomes mechuyev in einzim. That's the din which is unique to a shemer. Anyone else, if they would take a chayfitz al das to repay it, they would not become mechuyev in einzim. Now I'll move on to the next nakuda, the sheet of Rav Sheshes. He explains the Mishnah kagoyin shetiltla lahavi yoleh goizolois. And the Mishnah holds Shoyel Shleim Midas is a Gazlin. Now Kepshutai, this klal Shoyel Shleim Midas Gazlin, Gazlin means Kepshutai, this is the parasha of Gzela, not the parasha of Shlichus Yad. However, we should point out that the way the Achrayim explained Tosfos, Tosfos holds that it's not Shaykh the concept of Gzela by a Shomer, the only thing that's Shaykh is the parasha of Shlichus Yad. If so, we have to explain over here, when it says Shoyel Shleim Midas is a Gazlin, in this case where he's a Shomer, Gazlin doesn't really mean a Gazlin Mamish, it means also the parasha of Shlichus Yad. Now the Shita Mekuvetzes, he brings the Ravid, who says Mefurish like this. The Ravid is in the Hemshach of the Gemara, the case of Reyesh Shaniach Makli V'Tarmiloi. The Gemara over there brings the Raya that Shlichus Yad Ein Tzricha Chesaron. The Ravid over there asks the same kasha which Rashi addresses. Rashi in the Ramaskh of Haloi Chosro, he asks, has Gemara note that Reyesh Mechuyev Midin Shlichus Yad, and therefore the Gemara brings the Raya that Shlichus Yad Lo Tzricha Chesaron, maybe he's Mechuyev Midin the Parsha of Shoyer Shleim Midas Gazlin, and that gives him a din of a regular Gazlin which does not require a Chesaron. This is the kasha of Rashi. We'll get back to Rashi's teretz later. But Agapan, the Raiva answers this kasha, and he says that when Sheshes explains the pshat in the Mishnah is midin shor shleim das gazlin, gazlin over there does not mean the regular gazlin; rather, it also means shlichus yad. The chayr what the Raiva means is al derech we're explaining with das teisvus. This will fit very well with the Raiva that we mentioned previously. The Raiva in Asagus, we saw that he holds al derech teisvus. It's not shaykh the concept of gzeila by a shemer. The only thing that is shaykh is the concept of shlichus yad. Therefore, even when Rav Sheshes says Shoyer Shleim Midas Gazlin, he also means Shlichus Yad. Therefore, in the case of the Reya as well, even if we're going to say that he's Mechuyev Midin Shoyer Shleim Midas, it's also with the Parsha of Shlichus Yad, and therefore it will be telling the Machoikis whether you need a Chesaron. And the Ravid says, Bedas Rav Sheshes, he says, Akarach Rav Sheshes, who said the Pshat in the Mishnah is Shoyer Shleim Midas Gazlin, if Gazlin means Shlichus Yad, Akarach Rav Sheshes holds that Shlichus Yad does not need a Chesaron, and he explains that this is even a bigger Chiddush than the Man Amar Shlichus Yad Loi Tzarech Chesaron. That mandam holds that in case where you picked it up, al das to take it, even if you're not mechas or anything, you didn't separate anything from the rest of the chavis, still it's already considered a shlichus yad. Rav Sheshes holds even more than that. that even if he has no plans of taking anything out of the chavis, still he's considered a shaleach gad. He moved the barrel of lahavi gozolos, and still we're saying that shalosh lemidas is a gazlin, and gazlin over here means shlichus yad. Akarach he holds that shlichus yad doesn't need a chisaron, and even more than that, it doesn't need bechlau that he had any das to take anything. Now there's another important nidin in the Rishonim on this inin of shalosh lemidas gazlin, and that is that from a daik in the lashon of the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba said, the case of the mission is shenot lamanas legoizlo. Rabbi Nosson bar Abba said shenot lamanas leshloich boyad. And the Lashon of Rav Sheshes is, Kegoin Shetilt Lo Lahovi Olea Goizolais. He does not use a similar Lashon to the previous Amayroim. He should have said, Kegoin Shenot La Manas Lahovi Olea Goizolais. He doesn't say that. Rather, he says, Kegoin Shetilt Lo Lahovi Olea Goizolais. Which is mashmak that he already moved it. He already moved it from its place in order to get down the Goizolais. At that point, it becomes its Shalosh Shlemi Das, and he has a din of a Gazlin. This would be mashma, as long as he hasn't used the Chifetz yet, even if he picked it up Al Das to use it, he does not get a din of Shalosh Shlemi Das Gazlin. As opposed to Gzeilo or Shlichus Yad, there the din is, the moment he picks it up, Al Das to steal it, or Al Das to be Shliach B'Yad, he already has a din of a Gazlin. However, as we'll see, this is a Machikus in the Rishonim. In Chedush Sheiran, he says clearly, not like this Diuk. As Lashon is, Nimsa Achshov, he makes a Sikum, and he says, Sha'ashemer b'schayv b'insim b'echon b'gimel drachim, it's Shaykh for Shemer to become Machiv and Insim in one of three ways, Oishek bi Amunas l'goizlo, Oishek bi Al Das l'chasra, v'lito m'menek tzasa, Sha'afi shleichosra, komali b'shusay. Oy, the third way he says shekbi amanas l'shtamish bo, and here he says clearly sha'af al pish shloish shimish bo meahi shayt to have li gazlin v'chayiv ba'insim. If mischayiv ve'echem b'drachem alolu, any one of these three ways, if he once he becomes b'chayiv ve'insim, v'rotsa lahachzir lo ilam ein chazara se chazara elam kin hodiya lebailim dekayim lankir bekiva. We all like bekiva that any one of these three ways, if he wants to do a chazara, he has to be hodiya to lebailim. Agapam the Ran says clearly that even in the third way, shalosh shlemi das gazlin, also once he picks it up al das to use it. From that moment already, he becomes a mechuyev in Einzim. And the Mukhesa over here says like this as well. The Torah, however, is mevur not like this. The Torah is in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis. At the beginning of the Siman, he says that if the Shemer is Magbia the Pikodain Al Das to use it, if it's a Shemesh which is Mechaser the item, in other words, like Yayin, he plans on using some of the Yayin. So there, from the moment that he picks it up, Al Das to use it, he's already a Shelech Bayad and it becomes mechuyev in Einzim on the whole thing. However, if the shimush that he plans on doing with it is a shimush she'ini mechasroy, the lashon of the Torah is aval higbiri lasis tashmish she'ini mechasroy, ene chayv mishas hagba el mishas tashmish v'lo mishom shlichus yad. This is not considered a shlichus yad, shari ene shleich boyad, kivan she'ini mechasroy, el mishom shushoy shleim idas the kaim lan shadini kegazlin. Here, the reason why he's mechuyev in einsim is because he has din of a gazlin, the din of shoy shleim idas gazlin. However, here the Torah says it's not enough to be magbia al menas to be mishamish. Only after he began to use it, that's when he gets a din of a gazlin. The Beis Yosef of their quotes are Gemara, and he understands that the Torah is being medayik in the lashon of the Gemara, as we said. The Rosh Hashanah, when he says, the pshat in the Mishnah is that it's a din of shalosh shlemi das gazlin, he doesn't say a similar lashon to the previous Amirim, kigoin shenot la amanas lahavi olay goizolois. Rather, what he says is, kigoin shetot la lahavi olay goizolois. That's mashmak that he already used it, and only at that point does he get a din of a gazlin. Now, there's an important point which has to be worked out over here. And that is, according to this sheet of the tour, the Mechaber Paskins this way as well, that Shalosh Shlemi Das Gazlin is not enough just to pick it up, Al Das to use it, it has to be that he already used it. Does that mean to say that with the usage itself, that makes him into a Gazlin, even without a Maisa Kinyan? Or do you also need a Maisa Kinyan? But Derech Klal, one becomes a Gazlin when he does a Maisa Meshicha or a Maisa Agbon the Chifetz. Over here, at the time he did the Meshicha, he hasn't yet used it, and therefore he does not yet get a din of a Gazlin. Only later on when he uses it, for example, by this barrel, when he stands on top of the barrel, he uses it as a ladder, that's when he gets a din of a gazlin. But at that moment, he's not doing any Maisa Kinyan on the barrel. So do we say that the Maisa Kinyan that he did originally, that is necessary for him to get a din of a gazlin and to become Mechuyev in Einzim, but just at that moment, it wasn't yet complete, the Maisa Gzela, it's only later on when he begins to use it, then together with the original Maisa Kinyan, he becomes Mechuyev in Einzim? Or do we say no, that it's only the Maisa Ishtamshus itself which makes him into a gazlin, and the Maisa Kinyan is not necessary? On one hand, it would be a chiddush to say that b'derech klal gazlin needs a ma'aseh kinyan. Here, this is different. You don't need a ma'aseh kinyan. Yet on the other hand, it would also be a chiddush to say that the original ma'aseh kinyan, which is done before he begins to use the chayfetz, that ma'aseh kinyan could be mitzarif with the ma'aseh later on of hishtamshus, and together it'll give him a kinyan gzela. This would also seem to be difficult to understand. How could the original ma'aseh kinyan work if at that time he was not yet a gazlin? Now, if we'll assume like the tzad that shalosh shlemi das gazlin does not require a ma'aseh kinyan, according to this sheet of the Torah in the Beis Yosef, because what makes him into the Gazlin is the Shtamshus alone without any Maisa Kinyan, If so, we can answer Ha'ar, which we asked previously. We asked that according to the way we explained the Shita of Tosfos, that it's not shaykh for a shomer to be mechuyev mitzad the regular parasha of gzeila, you need the chiddush of shlichus yad, since it's not shaykh for him to do a ma'ase gzeila because the other kiyad balabayis. We asked, if so, what is the pshat of sheishis? If sheishis says shoyel shleim midas gazlin, and he's talking about a shomer, lecher, how could a shomer get a din of a gazlin even though they shoyel shleim midas? We answered this kasha. We said with the ravid says that if sheishis also doesn't mean the parasha of gzeila, he also means that a shomer will be mechuyev midin shlichus yad when he's a shoyel shleim midas. We said this could be the Pshat of Tosfos as well. According to the way we're explaining now, we can answer differently and say, even though it's not shaykh for a shomer b'derech klal to get a din of a gazlin, because it's not shaykh for him to do a ma'aseh gzeila. Since his hand is like the hand of the Baal Bayis, it's not shaykh for him to do a ma'aseh to take it out of the rishus of the Baal Bayis and bring it into his own rishus. However, shoyel shleim midas over there works differently. The way he becomes a gazlin is not by taking it out of the rishus of the Baal Bayis, but the esem mishtamshes, as we're explaining. That's what makes him to a gazlin. If so, we could say that this type of gzeila is shaykh even for a shomer, since the gzeila is working differently, it's done without a ma'aseh of taking it out of the rishus of the Baal Bayis. The way it's done is by the shtamshes itself, therefore it would be shaykh even for a shomer. Now, let's mention one other nekuda in this sheet of the Torah and the Beis Yosef. This is discussed in the Machan Ephraim and Hilchos Gzeila, Simon Yud Ches. He has a shayla, do the Torah and the Beis Yosef mean that this will be a klal in any shayla shalim b'das gazlin, that picking up al menas l'shtamish, he doesn't yet become a gazlin only after he begins to use it? Is that true by any shoyel shleim b'das gazlin, or only in our case where we're talking about a shomer? Meaning the concept of shoyel shleim b'das gazlin is found not only by a shomer. Anytime one person picks up someone else's chafis and he begins to use it, he doesn't plan on stealing it, he's going to return it, but meanwhile he wants to use it, he also has a din of a gazlin. And the shaila is maybe in that case, where he's not a shomer, maybe there at the moment he picks it up, he does become a gazlin right away even before he begins to use it. Only over here where he's already a shomer, it's already in his rishos. Here by a shomer, in order for him to become a gazlin, like they show a shleim b'das gazlin, it has to be that he already begins to use it. We can take a look over there in the Machan Ephraim, as well as in the Bir Agro and Simin Reish Tzadik Beis Sifkot and Hay. On this din, where the Mechaber Paskins like the Tur, he quotes the Rashbam Bava Basra Daf Peiches, and he seems to be comparing the din of the Rashbam over there to the din of the Mechaber. The Rashbam is talking about a case of shoyel shleim b'das, which is not a shomer. The Mashmoyse of the Goyin is that he understood that the Torah and the Beis Yosef are saying their din, that shoyel shleim b'das needs to be that he already began to use it. That's not only in a case of a shomer, rather by any shoyel shleim b'das gazlin, that's the din that has to be that he already began to use it. Now continue on, further down the Omer, the Gemara goes further into the Nidain of Shlichus Yad, whether it's Shlichus Chisern or Ein Shlichus Chisern. The Gemara brings a machlokes between Rav and Levi. Chad Omer Shlichus Yad Shlichus Chisern, Chad Omer Shlichus Yad Ein Shlichus Chisern. And the Gemara brings read that Rav is the one who holds Shlichus Yad Ein Shlichus Chisern from the case of the Roya. The Braisa says that if the Roya was Meniach his Makloy or his Tamriloy on one of the sheep, then he's Mechiv, even in Einsim. And Rav is the one who explained the cases, but Eden Aleo, if he would have taken it off, it would have been considered a Hashava. Rashi over here explains this means according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that Hashav does not need Das Bailim, therefore Rav says the case is talking about that the Makli of Tamrili are still on the Keves. The Gemara explains further that it has to be that he did a Maisa Mashiach on the Keves, otherwise he still would not be Mochiv in Ointzim. The case is talking about Shakisha B'Makal V'Rotis Alofonov, that's a Maisa Mashiach. But on Kapan, the Gemara is bringing a Raya, the Rav is the one who holds Shlichus Yad Ein Shlichus Chisarn, because the way Rav understood this Braisa is that you're Mochiv within Shlichus Yad, even though there was no Chisarn. And this the Gemara answers, no, there was a chisern. Ema shechisha b'makel, he weakened it. Therefore, there is no raya that shlichus yad ain't a shlichah chisern. The Rashi over here asks a kasha. This kasha generates a lot of discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi di Ramaschav alechoster, he asks, who said that the chiv over here is midin shlichus yad? That's why the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from here that shlichus yad ain't a shlichah chisern. Maybe the chiv is midin shayol shleim midas. Since this raya put down his makli v'tarmili on the keves, he decided to use it for himself. He didn't have permission to do this, he's a shoyel shleim midas, that's why he would be mechuyev in oinsim. Now the first point to make over here is, the Rashi does not say mefurish, that he means to ask the kasha dafka according to the man Omer, a shoyel shleim midas gazlin. And the Rabban al-Malchamas, he says mefurish, that the kasha is difficult even if you hold that shoyel shleim midas is not a gazlin. Because here we're talking about that the makli v'tamili are still on the keves, and if so, even if you hold the shoyel shleim midas is not a gazlin, but he still is a shoyel, as long as he's still using the chafetz, he's considered a shoyel and he's mechuyev in oinsim. So as long as the makli v'tamrili are still on the keves, he should be mechuyev in oinsim, even if shoyel shleim midas is not considered a gazlin. Rakapam, this is the kasha of Rashi, who said that the chiv over here is midin shlichus yad. Now Rashi gives a teretz and he says, ki aminan b'shemim shoyel shleim midas bedover she'ina kichesh v'chiser machas malocha. When do we say the concept of shoyel shleim midas That's why something which does not get weakened or diminished from melacha, then if one uses it, it's called shloish lemidas, and it's either a shoyl or a gazlin. However, balei chayim hamachishim machas melacha, animals do get weakened machas melacha, so tchilas or shlichas yadhi, as soon as it begins to do melacha with the animal, it falls into the category of shlichas yad, and does not go into the category of shloish lemidas. Rashi means to say that even over here, where he didn't get cause any weakness in the animal, as the Gemara asks, Valei chosra, the Gemara didn't answer yet, she'achisha. Even at this point, the Gemara still Rashi says that since an animal b'derecha does get weakened machas malacha, so anytime you begin to do malacha with an animal, that goes into the category of shlichas yad, and then into the category of shalosh lemidas. Now the kash which a number of Rishonim and Achronim discuss over here on Rashi is, how does this make sense, that because he did something which could cause a weakness to the animal, that's more kal than had he done something which does not cause any hefsid in the animal. If he would have used the bikadon in a way that doesn't cause any chisarin, then that would go into the category of shoyosh lemidas, and there you'd be mechuyev in einsim even if there is no chisarin. Now that he did something which can cause a weakness to the animal, now it goes into the category of shlichas yad, and if he holds shlichas yad shlichas chisarin, he would not become mechuyev in einsim. What is this far over here? This kash is asked by the Tosfos of Rosh, and Marambo here asks this on Rashi. The Bi'ar Gron, Siman Reish Tzadik Beis, Sifkot and Beis, he discusses this kasha. And the Chiddush Rabban as well, when he brings Rashi, he says, "Eini meivin time may betirutzai." He doesn't understand what Rashi means. And the Maaseh, there are a number of other Mahalchim and Rishonim to answer this kasha of Rashi. One Mahalch we already mentioned earlier in the Shir, the Pshat of the Ravid, he explains that even in Rav Sheshis, it says the Pshat in the Mishnah, that it's Bidin Shoyo Shalem Midas Gazlin, it doesn't mean the regular Pasha of Gazlin, rather Gazlin here means Shlichus Yad. And we explain that the Ravid holds al derech Tosfos that it's not shaykh b'chal the concept of gzeila by a shomer. The only thing that he can possibly do is a shlichus yad, since yodei ki yad balabayis. And therefore, in this case as well, the case of the roya who's a shomer, you cannot be mechayv in mitzad the parish of gzeila. You can only be mechayv in mitzad shlichus yad. Therefore, even if we would explain the way Rashi wanted to suggest that the chiv on the roya is midin shoyo shleimidas, but shoyo shleimidas would not make him into a regular gazlin, it would also make him into a shleich bayad. And therefore, again, we would still have a raya that shlichus yad does not need a chisarn. So this is another mahalach, the mahalach of the Ravid. Now, the Rabban Melchamas, as well as in the Chedushim, he has another way of answering this kasha. He says, here in this case, you cannot consider him a shoyo shleimidas. In order to be considered a shoyo shleimidas, there has to be that he's taking it away from the Baal Bayis, and it's not serving the purpose which the Baal Bayis wants it to serve right now. Hashenkin, in this case, this sheep is still pasturing together with the rest of the flock. That's exactly where the Baal Bayis wants it to be right now. Therefore, even though at the same time the Raya is using the sheep to hold his stick or to hold his wallet, but since it's not taking it away at all from the Baal Bayis by doing this, it cannot be considered a shayel. Now, in the Chiddush Aran, he brings this from Ban and he explains a little bit further. He says that a shayel has to be kol hanoa shaloi. The shayel has to be the one who's getting all of the benefit from the item. And therefore, in this case, even though the Raya is using it, using the sheep for his makle or tamriloi, but since he's not taking it away from the Baal Bayis continues to benefit from that which the sheep is pasturing. Therefore, this cannot be considered a shayel, and the only tzad to be mechayev the roya is midin shlichus yad. Now, the Rabban says, midin shlichus yad, you can't be mechayev him, even though it's not being taken away fully from the Baal Bayis. And the Rabban says, because the din is that if one is shleich yad b'miktas, he already becomes mechayev in the whole thing. It would seem that the Rabban means to compare the same way, if a shomer is shleich yad b'miktas, he takes a chelik of the pikadin away from himself, he becomes mechayev in oisim in the whole thing. So too, if he takes away a chelik in echas as opposed to a chelik in kamos, like in this case, where the shepherd is taking the sheep only partially qualitatively, because at the same time it's still benefiting the Baal Bayis, here also will say that a shlichas yad b'miktas is mechayvim in the whole thing. I'll just mention b'kitzer that there is a ha'ar on this Ramban from Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis is talking about where he took the chavis almanas lahavi goizolois, and over there Rav Sheshis says that's considered a shoyosh lemidas and he has a din of a gazlin. Why is that case different than this case? The Baal Bayis wanted that the chavis should be in the house of the shomer, and the shomer should be watching it, and that didn't change. It's still where the Baal Bayis wants it, just at the same time the shomer also has a way to use it for himself. L'chor, according to the Ramban, this is not kol hanoa shaloi. Why should we be mechayev him midin shoyo shaloi midas? The Trumas Akri in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis, he addresses this kasha. Now, I mentioned one more mahalach from the Rishonim. The Tosfos of Rosh, as we mentioned, he brought Rashi, and he asked the kasha in Rashi. Yes, just because the Baal Chai gets weakened, machas melocha, is that a reason that it should be more kal? We should not be able to mechayev the shomer unless he's mechaser the animal. L'chor, even if we cannot be mechayev him midin shlichus yad, because that needs a chesaron, it shouldn't be worse than any other pikadin, which does not deteriorate when it gets used. Over there, you could be mechayev the shomer midin shoyo shleim midas. Here also, you should be able to mechayev midin shoyo shleim midas. Hakapam, the Tosfos of Rosh says a different pshat, and he says that in this case you cannot be mechayev the shomer midin sheir shlemidas, because since it's a dover muet which people are not makbid on, the Bayim B'Stom is not makbid that the roya puts his makel or his tamril on top of the animal. Therefore, we cannot consider him a sheir shlemidas. We can only be mechayev midin shlichus yad. And the Tosfos Rosh says shlichus yad is gzeiras hakosov. Now, Shai, what exactly does the Tosfos Rosh mean to say? If the Bayim is not makbid that the roya puts his makel of the tamril on top of the animal, and therefore you cannot consider him a shoyel, why is it a reason why it would be considered still a shlichus yad? So in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, he brings this part of the Tosfos Rosh, and he asks, if so, that the Bayim is not makbid, how could you be mechayev the shomer midin shlichus yad? And he answers that eventually, if you leave the makel and the tamril on top of the animal for a long time, then eventually it will cause a chesaron in the animal, and therefore the Bayim is makbid. Therefore you can be mechayev him now already midin shlichus yad. Meaning if your shlichus yad does not need a chesaron, so from this moment already, even before the chesaron, since the Bayim is makbid, he doesn't leave it on there for a long time, therefore already now it's considered a shlichus yad. However, there still needs further explanation, and the Tvach HaDoshim, he brings this part of the Tosfos HaRosh, and he asks his kasha that Mamon of Shach, if he does not have das to leave the makel and the tamril on top of the animal for his man meruba, so then there should be no shlichus yad either. And if he does have das to leave it there for a long time, so the Bayim is makbid, then we should be mechayev midin shoyel shulei midas. This is the kasha of the Ritva, and this is part of the Tosfos HaRosh, and because this kasha he rejects the pshat, and he says you have to say like Rashi. The Chaznish, however, gives an explanation in the pshat in the Tosfos HaRosh. This is in the back of the Chelik Chosha Mishpat in Likutim Semen Chof, on page 490, Dibur Maskel V'Omnam. He explains that the Tosfos HaRosh holds a derech, which we explained before, the Shitus of the Tor and the Beis Yosef, that even though by Gzeil the klal is that if it's not Lamanas L'Goyz, you're ready Mechuyiv, and by Shlichus said also, not Lamanas L'Shlech, but yet also was Chayiv. However, by Shoyosh Lemidas, there it's different, like the Lashon of the Gemara. Hashayishas doesn't say Kigoyin Shinot Lamanas L'Hovi Aloy Gazolois, rather Kigoyin Shetilt L'Hovi Aloy Gazolois, only after you're ready Mishtamish with it, that's when you get a din of a Shoyosh Lemidas. If so, the Chaznush explains, we could say that when the Reya puts his stick on top of the animal, so that's a Kinyan, that's a Maish Mashiach, as the Gemara explains. However, since putting the stick on top of the animal is something which the Bayim is not makbid on, therefore it's not considered a shtamshus. Therefore, to be mechayev him, he didn't shoyel shleimidas, even though he did a ma'isa kinyan, but it's a ma'isa kinyan without a shtamshus, you cannot be mechayev him until he does a shtamshus. And even at the time he put the stick down, he has das, he plans on leaving there for a long time, but akupayim, that's not considered a shtamshus yet, until the point that the Bayim is makbid. Ashenkin, to be mechayev him, he didn't shlichus yad, if one does a ma'isa kinyan, amanas l'shleich b'yad, he's ready mechayev from the moment of the kinyan, even before he did any ishtamshus. If so, when he puts his stick on top of the animal and that causes a mashicha, so that's a ma'isa kinyan, even though there's no ishtamshus yet, but it's a ma'isa kinyan amunas l'ishtamsh boy, because he plans on leaving the stick there for a long time, to the point that the Bayim will be makbid, that already is called ishtamshus. So once there's a kinyan, al das to do it ishtamshus, you can already be mechayev him midin shlichus yad. This is how the Chazanish explains the Tosfos HaRosh, while al karach over here the chiv is midin shlichus yad, and not midin shoyosh lemidas, and if the Gemara could bring a raya that shlichus yad does not need a chesaron. If your shlichus yad does need a chesaron, even if you did a ma'isa kinyan, al das to leave there for a long time, to the point that it will weaken the animal, but still until you actually are mechas to the animal, you cannot be mechayev in midin shlichus yad. Now, just summarize, we said four mahalchim in the Rishonim, where is the Gemara's hichacha over here, this case of raya shaniach makli v'tamiloi, that shlichus yad loy tzarech chesaron, maybe the chiv is midin shoyosh lemidas and not midin shlichus yad. So the first malach is the malach of Rashi. Rashi says anything which by using it, it gets weakened, it gets deteriorated, then is that it falls into the category of shlichus yad and not into the category of shoyel shlei midas. Therefore, an animal which b'derechal gets weakened by using it, the only way possible to be mechayev the roya is midin shlichus yad, not midin shoyel shlei midas. The second malach we said was the malach of the Ravid, and most achrayim understand that this is what the Baal Mor means as well. The Baal Mor over here gives a teretz to the kasha. Other Achrayim learned the Baal Mor differently, but most Achrayim, including the Trumas Akri and others, they say that the Baal Mor means Alderech the Ravid, and that is that since this Reya is a Shemer, and Yad Shemer ki Yad Baal Abayis, it's not Shach to Mechayiv him mitzad the regular parasha of Gzela, the only way to Mechayiv him is Midin the parasha of Shlichus Yad, and if Sheshis also, when he said the Pshar in the Mishnah is Midin Shel Shlei Midas, he does mean mitzad the regular parasha of Shel Shlei Midas Gazlin, rather here Shel Shlei Midas will give him a din of a Shleich Bayad. And therefore, the Gemara here can bring a raya that Shlichus Yad does not need a chesaron, because here the Maisa you're mechayev the raya midin Shlichus Yad. The third mahalach was that of the Ramban. He learns that here you cannot be mechayev the raya midin shoyel shlei midas, because the Maisa, the animal, is still doing what the Bailim wants it to do. He's not fully taking it away from the Bailim, and in order to be considered a shoyel, he has to be called an oshaloi, and here the Bailim is still getting enough from his animal pasturing. Therefore, the only time to be mechayev the raya is midin Shlichus Yad, and therefore you have a raya that Shlichus Yad does not need a chesaron. And finally, last mahalach, we said the mahalach of the Tosfos HaRosh, that the Bayim was not makbid, that the shepherd put his stick on the animal for a short period of time. We explain with the Chazon Ish that the Rebbe does plan on leaving it there for a long period of time. However, as far as the din of shoyal shalom midas, the other din is that only after he is ready mishtamish with it does he get a din of a shoyal. Therefore, even though he put it down, he didn't make a kinyan, al das to leave it there for a long period of time, he's not considered a shoyal until he actually does leave it there for a long period of time. Hashenkin, as far as shlichus yad, if he holds shlichus yad, does not need a chesaron, so even a ma'isa kinyan al das to be shalach b'yad also is mechayiv. If when he put the stick down, he did a ma'isa kinyan and it was al das that he leave the stick there for a long period of time, he could already be mechayiv him now, even without any chesaron.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.